For the Way Highway here on iDobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Hi!
Hello!
I did it right that time.
He did.
I waited for Bernie to talk before I started speaking. Hi, are you as high as I am? I hope so. You're listening to The Way Highway, a cannabis comedy show only on iDobe Radio, brought to you by Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions. Driving you down The Way Highway is a couple of CB Don't You Dares. My name is Sean Cowhig.
And I'm Kristen Sanchez. You can follow us at Way Highway. Follow me at Siren16X. Follow Sean at Sean Cowhig. And sign up for The Way Highway wherever you get your podcasts. And leave us a rave review. Talk about us. Tell your friends. I don't know. Do the whole thing. All or even maybe send us an email at wayhighway@adobe.com. And we'll give you a shout out. And you can tell us your high stories. And it'll be amazing.
We literally want you to do that.
Please.
If you're listening, just take down the email address, wayhighway@adobe.com.
Wayhighway@adobe.com.
Just tell us a high story. We want to share your high stories. We want to relate them to our high stories. And by taking high story...
By high proxy.
High story plus high proxy equals high story.
Yep. High story.
High story. You can't spell history without high. You can.
You can.
Actually, you can.
You can.
You can 100% do that.
Definitely a thing you could do. Thank you.
But would you want to? See, it's better. Here it is. It's better to spell history with high.
Yes. We did it, Sean. We did it.
Let's hit that guest intro music because I want to get right to it. We have a wonderful... actor, thespian, friend, artist, new to Los Angeles, with us today, riding down The Way Highway, it's Lucy Gladstone. Hi, Lucy.
Hey, Sean. Hi, Kristen. What's up?
Hey.
It's so good to have you.
Thanks for having me. This is sweet.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for coming and joining us here at iDobe Radio on The Way Highway.
Of course. This is fun.
How's everyone doing? Any gripes? Do we need to get out of the way?
Well, the last time I was supposed to be here, I got in a little car accident.
Oh, man. That was the segue I didn't even know I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Woohoo.
I will say welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome to LA.
That was your little welcome, like, fender bender, like, hi, we just wanted to let you know.
Just wanted to let you know.
People drive crazy here.
Yeah, Way Highway listeners.
Welcome.
We don't know if you know this, but apparently in Los Angeles, there's a lot of cars.
So many cars.
Yeah, I didn't know that before I got here.
There's so many cars here that the Grinch movie advertised for people to not come to Los Angeles, and the Grinch happens in a fictional place called Whoville, and there's no concept of Los Angeles in Whoville, so I just want you to take a second and think about that.
Good Lord.
Think about it!
Good Lord.
The Grinch.
I gotta be honest with
you. He stole Christmas.
I gotta be honest. There's not a day that I drive where at some point in my car I don't exclaim, there are too many people in Los Angeles!
Too many people.
There are too many people. I've become my father.
Yeah.
My dad used to exclaim in the car.
My dad
used to. He still does.
My dad, when he visited me for the first time, like 2 weeks in, he just could not get over just the sounds he was making in the back of the Uber, like, how does anyone go anywhere? And I'm like, you commute to Boston every day, sir. It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
It's somehow it isn't. So my dad also, funny enough, Massachusetts, right?
Hey.
Driving from, oh, here we go. I'm making myself short again. See you later.
You're my son.
I just fell in my chair. It's okay. I didn't fall in my chair. I made my chair go. It's one of those chairs that goes up and down.
Yeah, he whooshed all the way to the floor.
All the way.
Yeah.
Just a slight whooshing on that office chair.
Yep. My father, from Wenham, Massachusetts to Revere, Massachusetts every day for work before he retired.
That's a far place.
As in Paul Revere. It's probably about a half an hour to like 40-minute commute in traffic. It's not that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do take the Massachusetts highways, but they're called highways and not freeways for a reason. One of them is, for the most part, two lanes.
Yeah.
Like two lanes on each side. Mm-hmm. And then actually Route 1 at certain points is just one lane and one lane. It's just a street, but it's a street you can go 50 to 60 miles per hour on.
Yeah, that was super different coming here. I was like, there are six cars on both sides of me.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I am born and raised in Los Angeles, so I cannot even comprehend what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Only one other car allowed to be on the road?
Right?
You guys are liars.
And also, every once in a while, you look in your rearview mirror and the freaking T is just behind you and you have to move.
Yeah, you got to get out of the way
for the train.
I still
don't know the laws about that, but I cry every time it happens.
Did you say the T?
The train, the T.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a above.
It's a Boston.
It's an above ground street car. It's above below ground. But it looks more like a trolley train car than a subway.
What kind of magical fairy tale Disneyland bullshit is this?
I don't know, but I hate it.
It's a lot. I mean, it's like San Francisco, except like older and not as well organized.
It's like San Francisco, but like inefficient in every way.
No, I mean, it's just like an above the ground train that's like on the street with you.
Yeah.
So I lived on Comm Ave my senior year at Emerson, and that's the green line. So that's the T. I guess the whole thing is the T, but the green line is the one you think about because it's above ground. And the green line came down Comm Ave because that's where BU was. So it had BU stops. But like it needs to like turn and go off a different street. So like you'll be at a corner and you'll have to stop so the train can take a left in front of you.
Yeah, it's super, super scary and super shitty. And I scream and cry every time it happens. And I grew up there.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be my go-to reaction. Tears are involved 1,000%.
1,000%. Most times I drive.
But just to circle back real quick, all of that we know, but still, my father out here, I was taking him from Venice to my apartment that was like Figueroa Terrace, so near Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. So I was taking the 10 to the 110. And when you get onto the 110, because the 110 by downtown is way high. That's the way highway. It's far above the ground. Uh-huh. Like you drive through downtown and you're like in the middle of skyscrapers, kind of.
Too high.
You're really
too
high. But to get from the 10 that's on the ground, you have to go up a thing. And my dad, like, he put his head down to his legs and was like, "What are you doing, Sean?" And I'm like, I'm taking a ramp onto a freeway.
Amazing.
I'm not doing this wrong. I didn't take a wrong turn. This is supposed to happen.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Still getting used to it. Still getting used to it.
Yeah. So you had you sent me a picture. You got a little fender bender with your Prius.
Oh, yeah. A little fender bender with my Prius. It was 100% my fault, which honestly, I would rather it be.
Aww.
Because the man that I hit, I don't even like know if he was real or not because of how nice he was as a person, but also the situation.
Wow.
Like I was in a left only turn lane and I was like, oh, I don't want to be here. Didn't look. I think I was on Vine Street, like only going 35.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
And I turned and I hit him.
Yeah.
He, first of all, when he pulled over, was like, oh my God, you pulled over.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course, sobbing also.
Yeah.
But I was like, are you okay? Are you okay? He hugged me.
Aww.
He hugged me.
Wow.
He was like, you're out of state. It's okay. He helped me tape up my car. I still couldn't drive it because I was scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nicest guy. If I got hit by a young woman, I would be very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like a young kid with out-of-state plates, but he was so nice.
I love that, and I feel like I would. So my car got totaled a couple of years ago by someone who was driving. They were international, and they were staying at an Airbnb, and she didn't have she didn't have insurance on the car, nor should she have been driving it. And the second she got out of the car, so she ran into me. She ran into me as I was going straight. It was a green light. She was making a left turn, and it was a green light straight go through.
Oh, no.
So I was going straight, and she hit me head on, turned right into me, driver's side, totaled my car, which was very funny because I think you maybe drove by with a couple of people that night, and you guys, like, yelled out the window, "Hey, what's up? What's," and you, like, came to, like, pull over and, like, be like, "Hey, friends, let's be friends." And then Neil was like, "Kristen just got in a really, like, aggressive accident, so I think you guys need to go away."
Go away. Get out of here. I'm sorry.
But no, not at all. Not at all. You guys were being
fun. I'm sorry for my kindness.
No, you guys were being fun. Don't ever apologize. But, like, no, the craziest shit happened that night. So when she pulled over, she had to pull over because her car was all fucked up. Mm-hmm. And so she pulled over to the side. I pulled over to the side. And some random dude from out of nowhere comes up to me and her while I'm on the phone with the police trying to get them to respond, mm-hmm. which in Los Angeles, you may not have known this, but now you probably do. Oh. In Los Angeles, the police do not respond to any car accidents unless there is an injury or there's public property damage.
We didn't even call the police because having such a grand old time together.
Yeah. You hit a vet. Yeah. You hit a vet. It was just like,
I got this. Yeah. I got this.
I miss him.
Well, good news. Dog. Here he is, Lucy. Oh, could you imagine?
honestly, I would be scared.
We just brought that guy.
That would be horrible.
So sorry.
Oh, my God. No, we don't want that guy here. Great. Nice man. Nice fellow. Good.
If you're listening,
dude.
Thank you. No. So this rando guy came over to us and he saw that we had gotten into an accident and he came over to me and he was like, "I need your license and registration." And I was like, "Who are you?" And he was like, "You hit my car." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "Well, when she hit you, it backed you into my car and you hit my car."
No.
And there was not a car behind me when that happened. He had just drove by, saw that there was a car accident, pulled over, and then tried to get my insurance. I knew this because he wasn't even parked on the same street that we got into the car accident on. Yeah. He was parked on a different street. And he came over to me and he was like, "I need your insurance." And I was like, "I need you to step away from me because I'm on the phone with the cops. So if you would like to take a number, you can go ahead and do that." But I was just not having it because I'd just gotten into a car accident. Yeah. And then this guy all of a sudden was trying to, like, troll us.
Be
careful. The second anything happens, my number one piece of advice to anyone, if you are in any type of car accident, the minute that you get out of the car, start recording the interaction. Yeah. Record the interaction, the entire thing, until you get back into the car and you are safe, because you never know how someone's going to respond.
Dude, lots
of
weird
shit. And you
need
that video for your insurance.
You know what else?
I really had no idea. It could have been anyone and I would have been like, "Hello, it's me."
You can't do that. Because you know what else will happen, Lucy?
Yeah.
Tow trucks will just show up. And you haven't called AAA or whatever your service is, a tow truck will just show up and be like, "I'm your tow truck," and then take you to a tow lot that, like, is on. But, like, as soon as that dude gets you up and in the tow lot, you're in their tow lot. So they're like, "Oh, it's $1,000 to get it out."
Yeah.
And they just, like, towed your car without, like, it's just bullshit that they do. Ooh. It's crazy. You got to look out for that shit.
So I lucked the fuck out.
You lucked the fuck out because, like, you had a solid vet. Yeah,
but
so
now,
like,
I know.
Now you know. Totally. Now you know.
Drive away and wait for someone else to get in an accident and then blame it on them.
Yes, exactly. That's what just look, driver, get into an accident and then drive around looking for other accidents.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Bernie, hi. We've been, like, chatterooing for a while now.
Yeah.
Do we have time for a PSA before?
You bitch, bitch.
I think we should take a warning and take a quick look at a PSA to make sure we're not, you know, we're living our lives the right way.
We're doing it.
We're doing it right.
We're doing it.
Hey, what are we doing out of the bottle? This is dangerous. A little kid might come along and think we were candy. That would be awful because we're medicine.
Okay, so basically it looks like member berries.
Yeah, they do look like, oh man. Also, sock puppets?
Oh, they're wonderful.
I think I hate this.
Yeah. Also, they're blue, so they might just be like Wellbutrin.
Oh my God.
I just love that if I was a kid and these were the adorable things I was looking at when I was looking at pills, I'd be like, I want to play with pills.
You know, if that's the thing. You know how it's with stuffed
they're
animals?
Muppets.
They're like, oh, that shark's adorable, but sharks like aren't really adorable. Totally. Bears, lions, tigers, they'll kill you, but they look adorable in toy form.
They're so cute.
That's what you're doing with these pills. Look at that bottle of pills.
It's a big ass
bottle
of pills.
They're not candy. Pills are not candy.
They're not.
You know what's crazy though?
Gummy vitamins are.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's...
Those are my probiotics. Are delicious, delicious gummies.
Yeah.
The best day of my life was like you take two of them a day, but if you have a really sore stomach, take four. And I'm like, wow. Maybe I'll just have. Oh no.
My tummy hurts.
I need more of these delicious, delicious probiotics.
Oh, they're so good.
My probiotic vites. This is so much fun. We have to take a quick break for station identification. I don't know if that's a real thing, but
I like it.
That's fun. That's a thing people say. We're going to do that. And we'll be right back on the Way Highway on Adobe Radio with Lucy Gladstone. Thank you so much. Come back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Are you still there?
Hello?
Hello? You're listening to The Way Highway on Adobe Radio. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
And I'm Lucy.
Hey! I want to talk to you guys about a place I was. This is my product review section, which is funny because it's not actually the review of a product per se, more of a location.
Yeah.
So here in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills, and this is just another step as legislation changes and more new fun places open, mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, we push towards federal legalcy. In Beverly Hills, California, there is a store called Cannabis Now. And Cannabis Now is across the street from the Beverly Center Mall.
Mm.
And I wandered in there. And the weird thing is I thought I was going into a dispensary because it looked like a boutique dispensary, like the Sephora of dispensaries, right?
Amazing.
But then I just walked right in like, oh, wait, where's security?
Yeah.
And then the employees at Cannabis Now explained to me what was going on. And I was in a cannabis store, but no THC, only CBD products.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the lotions, tinctures, flower, shatter, all everything, but just all CBD, no THC content whatsoever.
That's crazy.
It was crazy.
That's like, I guess that's what they do in states where it's not legal yet, you know?
Yes. Yes, or pushing towards it. Because you can like, there are CBD, whatchamacallit, stands at the mall, at the mall where like you know somebody's trying to get you to sit down and get a facial. There's also now CBD places, so somebody can yell at you about that.
Amazing.
Instead of
amazing.
Perfect.
Yes, perfect. It's great. But Cannabis Now is beautiful. The other thing that
it
was so pretty. No, honestly, it's so pretty. One thing about the majority of the dispensaries I frequent that really gets me going is kind of the look of it. The way they're designed.
Is it sexy?
Do I want
to go to there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I hope one day that dispensaries, I don't know, become more like libraries.
Have you been to the one in Boston?
NETA? No. I've been to one in Salem.
It looks like an old big library.
That's pretty incredible.
It was just a big room and I was super high.
Either or.
Which is terrifying because they have long lines there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But I mean, so Cannabis Cafe essentially is it. Because that's a dispensary attached to a cafe where you can buy a joint and smoke it and get an Americano and grilled cheese sandwich.
Is that here?
That's here in LA.
Oh,
Lucy, we'll go.
Oh.
Lucy will go.
Oh, Sean.
I still haven't been.
We'll go. Oh, Kristen.
Oh, Kristen.
We'll go.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll go. So for me, the next step that I really like is a dispensary attached to a chill zone. Mm-hmm. So, like, give me a library-esque thing. Give me big leather couches, a roaring fireplace, and a bunch of novels.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I'm psyched. Or, you know, novels and then also a section that has games. Like, let it happen.
What if the last bookstore opened up, like, a pot shop?
Okay, yes, exactly. But you, okay, so
for
it
those
was,
of you who don't know what The Last Bookstore is, it is a bookshop in Los Angeles that has 1.5 million amazing Instagram locations and then like a whole bunch of vendors inside that sell all of their own handmade arts and things. And it's really
Lucy,
fucking cool.
Oh, we'll go.
Lucy,
we'll go.
We'll go.
So there's also a dispensary on, it's in Silver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's on maybe Sunset. I don't know. I was there once. I talked about it on the episode. I'm a stoner. I forgot.
Nice.
But it used to be Circle Books, Circle of Books. It was a bookstore.
Yeah.
When you go in there, you open the outside door. There's a person sitting at the desk. You give them your ID. Mm-hmm. They check you in. They hit a button, and behind you, a bookshelf opens.
No,
and then you go into the dispensary. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's so sick.
It's awesome.
I want that in my life. Yeah. I would like a bookcase that moves.
I want a bunch of fake doors.
So many.
When I ever buy a house.
I want to get lost in my own goddamn house.
Right?
Right?
It's like you thought I was in the living room. Nope, now I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, keep everyone on their feet, you know?
Do you know what the Winchester Mystery House is?
No.
Oh, Lucy, okay. We'll go.
We'll go.
So the Winchester Mystery House. So the woman whose family made the Winchester rifle believed that she was haunted by the spirits of all the people that were killed by that rifle. So, we're getting real fucking dark, guys.
Ooh, what a burden.
But yeah, so she believed that. And in order to stop the ghosts from getting her, she had a mansion that was literally constantly in under construction, building new add-ons to the house. There are doors that go to nowhere. There are doors that go upstairs that open up, and there's just like a two-story drop because there's nothing. It's not finished, or like you know that's what they decided to do.
There,
maybe yeah, we no, won't
seriously.
Go.
and it's supposedly one of the most haunted places in California.
Oh my god!
Like but, yeah, that's, that is it.
There it is.
Oh, sorry, it's right there too for you, but. Oh, do you see how gigantic it is? Also, Helen Mirren played her in a new movie.
10,000 windows.
Wow. 2,000 doors, 160 rooms with 52 skylights.
That's
47 stairways and
fireplaces. So. But only 17 chimneys.
Wait.
We don't have enough chimneys for a fireplace, but...
So is it just a fire that's going on in a room?
Yeah, I guess...
the house burning?
Yeah.
Is that why they... Wow.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, no. Oh, it's huge, and they did not stop construction on it until the day she died.
Wow.
They must have been like, finally.
Yeah, seriously.
We're done.
We're done.
Oh, God.
Tell us more about this story.
Sorry.
Oh, wait. tell more about the store. All right, last thing I'll say about the store. They also have a wonderful, wonderful selection of pipes and bongs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Blown glass, like really fancy, very, very nice. And the thing that I'm really interested in, the new, well, I don't think they're new anymore, but the like shatter bubblers. Mm. So like it's a little small bubbler that looks like a little bong that has a motor in it for you to do your dabs.
Oh shit.
And I'm pushing more like in my mind, I'm pushing towards getting an apparatus like that because I feel like just smoking a dab with friends is better than passing a joint around strictly health-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just move away from any sort of smoke.
Yeah. Smoky smoke.
Smoking smoke. But that is Cannabis Now, a CBD store. That's in Beverly Hills here in Los Angeles. And I'm psyched to see more general cannabis retail in the future of it.
Oh, yeah.
Even just CBD products. Because honestly, if you're just trying to do pain management or anxiety management, this is the store for you because you can go get all of your everything. Your gummies, your tinctures, your creams, whatever you need.
All the good things.
All the good stuff.
All the good things.
Kristen? Tell us a story.
It's story time.
It's story time. Story time.
Here we are.
Alrighty, so this story comes to us from our listener, Supreme No Trifles. I've been smoking weed since I went off to college about 3 years ago. Also, I was always told I immediately lost my place. I always thought weed just didn't have that much of an effect on me. I just get a little bit tingly and slightly feel less anxious, but normally I'm okay. I've had a dozen people tell me, oh, you're not inhaling properly, blah, blah. I figured at first I probably wasn't and had each person I smoked with teach me how to inhale properly. Take it into your lungs or whatever. Okay, but every time I breathe, I'm taking air into my lungs, right? So why are you acting like it's something hard to do? I mean, I'm not a fucking idiot. Okay.
Also, did you say impale?
Inhale.
Impale yourself.
Impale.
I gotta impale this marijuana smoke.
So I watched an episode of Skins UK edition yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And one of the characters, Effie, teaches someone how to smoke. It was something like this. Pull it into your mouth, then breathe deeper and pull it into your lungs. Something just clicked inside my dense little fucking head, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. So today I was supposed to be hanging out with this boy that I've been a little bit nervous to hang out with. So I decided to take a hit from my oil pen.
Oh, God.
And I've been hitting this pen for months. It's an indica cartridge with a high THC concentrate. But at this point, I was under the impression that I had built up a tolerance. So I tried to hit it the Effie technique. The first explanation that actually made sense to my dumbass. And I coughed so hard I almost threw up and was like, oh shit, this works. So I proceeded to take three more hits like that. Biggest fucking inhales. And I felt that shit sit in my lungs. Fuck my life. Next thing I knew, I was waking up in my bed, but I think I'm dreaming. I close my eyes and open them up again, and I think I'm still dreaming, but it's opened my eyes 8 more times and realized, holy shit, I'm not dreaming. I'm just tripping really hard. I literally lost an hour in which I remember nothing. And when I start to remember thinking that things felt real, everything felt like a dream or a simulation. Every time I thought I was going to reopen my eyes and be okay, I would lose my shit again. At one point, I was sniffing essential oils to try and bring myself back and destroying my room to try and find something that would quote unquote save me. I don't remember what it was.
Oh my God.
I was convinced I had switched frequencies and was now on the wrong frequency of existence and couldn't get back to the right frequency. It took me 3 fucking hours to come back to myself and realize I wasn't going to die.
Oh,
during this time, I had called my brother, my friends, and my mother, who all thought I was losing it. Also, the guy that was supposed to come over thought I was ghosting him because I never responded to him telling him my address. I'm never smoking weed again. TLDR, I inhaled properly when I was first time and overestimated my tolerance, had the scariest trip of my life. Edit. I hope it's okay that I'm editing. A couple of things I just wanted to say. I fell asleep and felt a lot calmer afterwards. And yes, I was a little bit dramatic. But I'll probably smoke weed again. This was posted so that you guys would all know what an idiot I am. Side note, in my panic, I Googled what to do, and that's the tip that I got to with the essential oils, citrus essential oils. Lastly, I told the guy I was sick, and he was super understanding. We've rescheduled the date, and I plan on telling him the whole truth in person. Thanks again for giving me advice and sharing similar stories.
Wow. That is so funny.
That's bonkers.
Oh, my God. I was taught to swallow the nice. I was. Edit that out. I was taught to swallow the vapor to get it in my throat. So for the first 3 years of my life, when I finally stopped pretending I was getting high, and actually it happened. Because, of course, the first time you're like, yeah, man.
I'm super high.
I was closing my mouth and going... and swallowing and looking like an idiot for 3 years. And apparently it doesn't really even make a difference.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Anymore.
No, like, not really.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I would take pieces of paper.
Just a baby.
And I would roll them to look like a cigarette, just an empty piece of paper, and I would tape it, and then I would take that piece of paper and put it in my mouth and light a match and light the piece of paper on fire and just smoke from a burning piece of paper, and then be like, ah, in my basement.
Where were your parents?
They were upstairs. They thought I could handle it. They were wrong.
Oh, amazing.
Probably not child, early teenager. Or at least I wasn't like 5 years old.
Totally.
It's been a long day.
But,
just gonna let me up one of these bad boys.
Goddamn market took a crash today.
I'm just glad you weren't ripping off the side of the crayons and just making them out of that and like, yes. You know what I'm talking about?
It's all bad. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Is that a thing?
The crayon papers?
Crayon paper. Oh, yeah.
Trying to get creative here.
I thought like slicing a piece of crayon and then like smoking a crayon. You all smoke crayon?
Yeah.
Just my little kid jam smoking crayon.
I smoke the burnt sienna and I get high as hell.
Damn. Well,
sometimes I smoke the raw umber. Other times I smoke the periwinkle.
Periwinkle
hits different.
Two periwinkle hits different.
It's like the ocean.
What I enjoy from that story is the concept of like, I have a date later. I'm going to get high.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I hit that thing so hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Let me do it 3 more times.
Right?
Because that first, like, I'm going to throw up. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
I feel like if you almost make yourself throw up from a hit off the first one, and there's going to be a date happening, and you're, like, dying, maybe just call the person and be like, hey, so.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work out. I'm real fucked up.
Yeah, if you hit something once, and you feel like you're going to throw up, you're high.
Yeah.
You're high.
Oh, you're high. So high.
At that point, you're high. You're so high. You're high enough. Last thing I'll say, and then we have to take another break again. Let me say this to you and tell me what you think about it. Whenever there's a story about somebody and like, I got way too high, there's a certain point where they're like, I'm dead. Always. Through all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Yeah. I'm dying. Always. This is what it feels like to die.
Yep.
That like paranoia overload.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Dead. Death.
First time I ate an edible at a concert, that was my I'm gonna die moment.
Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah.
I said that in the first time I ate an edible. I was 17?
Oh, yeah, okay.
At a brand new concert. Nice.
I'm glad teen
I
came after
like
7.
Interesting childhood. No, yeah. But an interesting
Wait, what kind of concert?
A brand new concert. The band that now is...
Oh.
No, bad. Bad now. They did... Their band members do bad things.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, but...
Shame.
But I was 17. It was just like very emo, very my vibe then. And
okay.
Not anymore now.
No.
But basically, fast forward, I'm on the floor of this outdoor concert looking up at the clouds saying, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. My friend who came with me had an opposite experience and had the best day of his life.
Wow.
And was nowhere to be found. So
I just
want to
say, at your emo party or at the emo concert, you fit in so well.
Okay.
I'm going to die.
And no one came to help because it was like everyone is. Yeah. Everyone also is going to die.
Right.
Yeah.
And
aren't we all, sister?
Oh, on that note, listen, everyone, we're all gonna die.
We're
gonna have to take a break. We're all dead. And I'm just kidding, guys. Come on.
I'm kidding. We're alive.
We're all so alive. We'll be right back. We're back here on the Way Highway.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, I'm Sean.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Lucy.
And we're flying down the Way Highway. Let's do it, Kristen. We got a new segment.
We do. It's my new segment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's Kristen's Ideas.
Is that a quality hot tub? All right.
Or just a really great bubbler.
Great bubbler.
Great bubbler. Yeah, there's a hot tub in the studio. I just
Studio hot tub next on the Way Highway. Sorry, okay, here we go.
No, it's all good. So ideas is a thing that I do and most stoners do, and I think that we should just shout them out and just have them in the ether in the world.
Yeah.
But basically, they're all those like thoughts that we have when we're real fucking high.
Yeah.
So these are a couple of mine. And I'm just going to start from the top. Amish Transformers.
Yeah. Okay. Amish Transformers. Yes. And so they...
Amish Transformers.
Are they... Okay.
They are robots in disguise.
They're robots in disguise as Amish people?
No.
Okay.
They're robots. You have body snatchers.
No, they're like robots in disguise as like tractors.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Like, yep, and yep, a yep, wagon. Like Bumblebee is a wagon.
Right, right, yeah, right, right. And okay, Amish people don't
electricity.
No, not electricity. Yeah. So these Transformers are all wooden?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah.
They could give you splinters.
Totally.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the and they take a really long time.
Yeah, you have to wait. Yeah. I'm going to get you.
It's more of a puzzle box. It's more of a puzzle box than a Transformer.
Yo, the big leader one could be a barn.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Yeah. Optimus Prime.
Oh, Barnabas Prime.
Barnabas Prime.
Yes. Yes.
Woo!
And that's why they all have to come together to raise it.
Yeah. Ah. Ah. Ah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa. All right.
All right. That was my
hell
first
yeah
idea.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. This is the second one. And I feel like this one goes a little bit with our story. But
yeah.
It's a Freaky Friday switcheroo with a boy and a girl switching bodies. But the father of the girl tells the boy, don't you dare go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Because he doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Because yep, he's just like, nope. You guys. Yes. Stay in sight.
I love it. Okay.
Don't check it out.
That did take me a little bit to figure out.
Sorry.
Because I'm high end dumb.
No. No, these are high ideas. So sometimes it takes a second for them to like, yeah.
Here's a thing that I want you to know.
Please.
And I'm so sorry. I don't know why.
I'm so
excited. The first time you told me this, I thought it was a family. Like, the boy and the girl don't have to be brother and sister. It's probably better that way.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know why I was like, oh, yeah, the brother and sister Freaky Friday. No. And the dad's like, don't you go in that bathroom and look at your sister. Because, oh,
totally,
my God, that's terrible. I don't know why I thought that. I don't know
I
why
mean,
I thought they were a family.
That makes the joke darker, but for me, funnier.
Yeah.
Because then that's like, because I can see the storyline now. Because it's like two kids fighting, and it's like, you're the worst. No, you're the worst. I hate you. No, I hate you. I wish you were never born. And then they switcheroo. Totally. They switcheroo so that they can see, like, walk a mile in each other's shoes type situation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I've got ideas, guys.
Yeah.
I've got ideas.
Yes.
But yeah, so it's basically a switcheroo situation. And then, like, obviously, they go to school and they experience each other's bullies.
Oh, yes.
And then it's like, oh, my God, you have it
hard.
No, you have it hard. We've bonded and come together, and neither of us peed all day.
That's what I was going to say. How did we not pee all day? We got a Freaky Friday back because I got to go so bad.
Oh, my God.
It was all a dream.
Funny.
That's really funny. That's really funny. That's really funny. Hit us with another one.
Oh, okay. All right. So this one's going to take a little bit of explaining, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't apologize.
No, don't ever apologize.
All right. So the movie 300.
Yes.
But it's redone as a feminist piece. So the 300 stand for feminist rights, and then everyone else in the movie that's against them is, like, misogynist and shitty. And so the 300 then become the heroes to women, and we get to watch lady porn, basically.
Yes.
So it's still the guys.
Oh,
it's still
fuck
all
yeah
those rock hard abs. Gerard Butler,
yeah,
Michael Fassbender.
Do you want to know something? Yeah.
The other ones.
We're not getting
the other
rid of the
ones.
Abs.
My
no,
favorite,
you need those abs.
My favorite thing was when I watched that movie. There's a moment in that movie where Gerard Butler takes a step and his thigh wiggles and it like jiggles a little bit, and he's the most cut he's ever been.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, it's natural. And for me as a young girl, I needed that so badly.
Yeah.
That, like,
just a little wiggle.
Yeah. I was just like, it's okay for it to move.
I don't. Yeah. Dude, that movie is tough because, like, I go to the gym a lot now,
uh-huh,
and it's just going to be a long road to 300.
Yeah.
And I see that.
It's, well, I mean,
I'll be a skinny 300 guy.
Totally.
I would be a really skinny.
No, you're
going to
be, you're like a Fassbender body.
I'm a little more
you're
of a Fassbender
body.
I'm a more of a Fassbender.
Not more of a,
no,
yeah.
I don't
you're
have the beef.
Butler.
I don't have
you're
the,
not a Gerard Butler.
I don't have that.
Uh-uh.
I can't do that.
Mm-mm.
No. But
Fassbender.
I can give you the Fassbender.
Yeah.
I can give you the Fassbender. Speaking of, just real quick, because it just happened, which is actually hilarious. It will have had happened by the when you're listening to this, listeners, it still would have had happened, but maybe not in just close proximity. Did anybody see or not see the Super Bowl halftime show?
I did.
Okay. We all saw the Super Bowl halftime show. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you seen the outrage, mostly from white women, on social media about Shakira and J-Lo's like outfits and ass shaking and like near vagina touching?
Is that real?
That's real. Not. So there's a little bit of outrage. Like my children were watching this.
But the cheerleaders.
Right. Right. And it doesn't matter. Like it doesn't. But last year, Maroon
J-Lo's
5, Adam Levine took his whole entire shirt off and was just like playing in his really tattooed up naked self.
Yes.
And everyone was like, ooh, this is good.
I'm titillated.
Super messed up. And it's super like.
They're just jelly. They're just hardcore jelly because their dudes were like, whoa, J-Lo's 50. Hey, Sharon, aren't you 50?
Oh, no.
And then like that happened so many times at Super Bowl parties. And like that fucking blows,
That's
man.
What's up.
Like to be Sharon in that situation and be shamed by your husband.
So all you can do is go online.
Nobody's
and be like,
J-Lo.
And then blame it on children, right? Because, and you know what it is? It's Steve's fault. Because the buck stops at Steve.
Yeah.
Because listen, Steve, your wife is beautiful.
She's beautiful. Yeah.
Don't you dare compare her to J-Lo or Shakira.
Steve, Sharon is a gorgeous woman. And
everyone.
You need to appreciate what you have.
God damn it.
Steve.
Steve.
Ugh. It was so good. Oh my God.
It was so good.
It was the best one since Beyonce.
Oh, hell yeah. And Beyonce was clearly after Prince. Because Prince might have been the best one ever.
Yes.
Prince was so...
Prince in the Rain?
Performing in the rain.
Fuck it.
Purple Rain in the Rain.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Something special.
Like
on Prince's own symbol.
Yeah.
His stage was his own symbol.
Incredible. It's incredible. Oh my God.
Amazing. Sean's getting shorter.
The thing that impressed me the most about that halftime show was the absolute seamless transitions from thing to thing where it was like, and now Shakira goes this way and then 15 men in a marching band come out on the other side and then she walks to the left and 17 women dressed as cheerleaders.
There were so many people.
Where did they come from?
Where'd they come from? Where'd they go?
So like angles.
Wait, did you guys? Did you guys know, fun fact, that the little girl that sang with J-Lo is her daughter?
Yeah.
How cute is that?
That's adorable.
Also, shut up. That woman had her baby on stage with her, feeling all gorgeous and 50, and you white women need to shove it.
And the pole dancing part, if you're getting irate about that, it was a throw to
Hustlers.
Is that a show or a movie?
It's a movie.
It's
J-Lo
a movie, Amazon Prime?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. Apparently, it was so good that it was supposed, like, people wanted it to get
Oscar
nominated for Oscars.
Yeah.
I love that pole dancing part. Yeah. Can you, like,
it's badass.
I did push-ups this morning because of that.
Amazing.
Yes. I did.
Amazing.
Maybe one day.
Was sitting in a seat on an airplane behind someone that was watching that movie, and it was pretty insane because at one point I was like, the fuck is happening right over? Oh, okay, it's J-Lo. We're fine.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought, is this man inappropriately watching porn on a plane?
Plugged it into the plane TV.
He was watching on his laptop because it was one of those ones where like it was just connected to the Wi-Fi type situation or you had to use your own device.
Oh,
so he had his computer out. So I was like, is this dude straight up watching porn? But it wasn't. And now congratulations, J-Lo.
Oh my God.
You did it. But you're 50.
I don't, if I'm on a plane and I go to watch something, I get very uncomfortable if anything kind of sexual happens, even if I'm not like, I'm sitting by adults, I'm still just like, oh no.
Can I tell you the weirdest thing movie-wise on a plane, which happened on the same plane flight that I was on with the J-Lo incident?
Oh.
All right.
So, Showgirls?
No. So I started watching a movie. I started watching Hellboy, the new one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like I was probably an hour into the movie, like getting real close to the end
when the person next to me started watching Hellboy, the exact same movie. And I was like, the end is happening right here on this screen that you're too, like, if you look over, if you look over once, you're fucked. And I was just like, why are you doing
that? No, don't do that. It's
but
a bad idea.
So he watched Hellboy behind me. And I was like, at one point I wanted to like block my screen to just be like, I'm sorry. But then I was like, no, you've done this to yourself, sir.
That's his fault.
You've done this to yourself.
I mean, at least it was like Hellboy and not like.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a good movie.
Or like the Sixth Sense circa 19, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever that came out.
Totally.
To like, other six movie about the box.
Seven. Well, you just needed one more. Six would have been way better because if it would, the movie was six, Brad Pitt's wife would have made it.
Yeah.
Oh. Gwyneth Paltrow would have made it because there wouldn't have been any envy. And it just would have ended with him being like, there's nothing actually I wanted to show you in the desert.
Yeah,
I touched little boys.
Have a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's Kevin Spacey. Anyway,
I
know.
I didn't forget what happened. I forgot that was Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, dude. They did such a good job not advertising that he was going to be in that movie.
Totally.
That he was a reveal, which I think is super badass.
Oh, yeah.
And also, all these odd tangents. I saw somebody. Do you guys see 1917?
No, two nights ago I did.
I can't watch it.
It's pretty intense.
I'll cry so much.
Pretty badass movie. Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah. I was really high and came really late and was in the second row of the movie theater.
Oh, no.
So I loved it, but also was feeling a lot of different sensations at once.
I feel like that's like an intense immersion such an intense film.
I also walked down 7 miles in the trench. No.
Yeah.
I felt also it's one shot, so I was like, this is happening in real time. I'm right behind him. I got it.
Right. So end of that movie.
I just got anxious with that.
End of that movie, somebody walks into a thing and like Benedict Cumberbatch turns around and like says something.
He goes, who are you?
Who are you?
I laughed out loud in the theater.
It was
so funny.
But I guess like I'm doing right now, if you haven't seen it, it doesn't like matter. It's not like the Kevin Spacey reveal.
Yeah.
That movie is about looking for a serial killer and then they find him.
Yeah.
But somebody made a joke about that online and people got really mad about spoiler. I haven't seen it. I guess I won't see it now. And it's like, that has nothing to like.
Also, you could just check a cast. Yeah.
He's in the trailer.
He's in the trailer. Like, it doesn't even matter.
Like the whole movie happens to get to this character that happens to be played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right.
They know where he is.
Right. Like Saving Private Ryan and getting mad that you know who Private Ryan is.
No, it's Matt Damon. We knew the whole time. We knew the whole time. But it was
so
just funny. Actually, I don't even know if it was a joke. It might have been a truth because that movie appears to be all one shot.
Yeah.
Right? And so the joke that I'll now put in finger air quotes is that they didn't know if they were going to ever get to that part. So they just paid $15 million to have Benedict Cumberbatch continually showing up on set and just standing in a room and maybe get to him, which I can't think is the truth.
That's wonderful.
He's just in there, like, drinking coffee. Like, oh, they're actually coming. They're coming.
They're coming now.
They're coming now.
What's
not now.
Line?
Now are they coming? Line. This has been so much fun, Lucy. Oh, my God.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time does fly when you're having fun. We gotta go. Oh man. Nothing's happening. Thank you for listening to The Way Highway on Adobe.com or the Adobe app. Make sure you tune in each and every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you go to the place where you get your podcasts. Subscribe to The Way Highway. If you'd like to leave a glowing review, hey, we're not going to stop you.
Follow us on Instagram at Way Highway, me at Siren16X, Sean at Sean Cowig, Adobe Radio at Adobe Radio, and Nice Guy Digital at Nice Guy Digital. And then follow our special guest at www.lucymgladstone.com.
Yeah!
Yes. I'm so sorry. Yes.
Thank you, Greg Jenkins, our producer. Thank you, Dr. God Productions. Thank you, Bernie, our producer.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
See you next week.